here we are on a show with no name on WWGH. No, it's on the air, on the air, on the air. Hour number two, Wednesday, June the 3rd, 2020, 15 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears and Glenn Coble. But we're looking for new titles. So if you have one, let us know. 740-383-9944. Give us a ring.
How about good
morning? We'll put you up.
Oh, no, that's been done.
Will you stop with the morning? We've got Sound Off, This and That, Coffee Talk, Mix and Match, Hither and Yon, Influx, Insight, Marion Today, and Marion Magazine. What do you think? Does anybody have a vote? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
We could change it daily.
Here it is, Glenn.
All right.
And do you know the pyrotechnics person
yes.
in Marion? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'll call it the No Name Show.
The No Name Show.
There you go.
There we go.
The No Name Show.
Hey, sounds good. Well, thank you.
Yep. Bob's got an answer.
So now we got the No Name Show.
The No Name Show.
Let me tender that one down.
Oh me. Okay. Yeah. The name, it gets tricky because you wanna have it vague enough that you can do anything, because you and I do different things on our shows, and it's going to be covering Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, right? All three
right.
days, yeah. Yeah. So it could be anything. My. It could be anything. There
Hodgepodge.
You go. Hodgepodge. No, that sounds a little
What
messy.
Did they used to call, there was a weird, like a term for everything.
Hodgepodge.
It's hodgepodge, but there's something.
A different term.
There was another term.
I'll look
it
up.
The name of it.
I don't know how to spell hodgepodge, though. But I'm going to figure it out, okay?
Hodgepodge.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I would take that as hodgepodge.
Okay. I don't get through my phone very fast, so.
You going to talk about Mrs. Calabash?
Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
Yeah.
Does
good
anybody,
night, Mrs. Calabash.
Yeah, does anybody yeah. know who
I
that,
do.
Well, that's cool, because I would almost bet that he was dead before you were born.
I don't think he was dead before I was born.
No?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I
don't think it's been that long.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
How about naming the show A Little Bit of This and That?
A Little Bit of This and That.
Okay.
That might work.
Yeah.
Yeah, This and That.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
A Little Bit of This and That.
Ooh.
What do you think, Glenn?
I like it. It gets a little long, and it's very close to This and That, which we already had. Actually, there are very few of those that I don't like. Maybe a couple of them, I think, are either too long or maybe not descriptive at all.
Gosh, you're so...
I know, I'm picky.
Oh, picky, 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 picky. Go ahead, caller.
Guess what's next? Because you never know.
You've got that right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Guess what's next?
Guess what's next?
Because you never know. You'd have to have that as the subtitle. Because you never know.
Well, I don't know what's ever coming up next. Do you?
No.
Like right now, I don't know what we're going to talk about this hour.
No, I'm trying to find hodgepodge. I found it. I did. But it doesn't give me any other terms for hodgepodge. It's alteration of the word hotchpotch. Did you know that? Never heard of it.
Well, again, you've brought the show to a steaming halt.
An archaic British term used as a name for a typical agricultural worker. That's kind of interesting. Oh, well. Heck, I'm done. Yeah, I know. Shut up.
Oh, man. Gee whiz. This is for the Somonix people. Go ahead, caller.
Do like they do on Jeopardy. Is it when they have isn't it called potpourri?
Yeah.
Potpourri. That's what
potpourri.
I was trying to think of. Potpourri.
Oh, okay.
Well, how about Conversation Corner?
Conversation Corner. You know, Phil Donahue's show in Cleveland used to be called, or Dayton, used to be called Conversation Peace.
Huh.
Oh, well, there we go.
I like Conversation. We don't want to rip Phil off.
No.
So Conversation Corner would be better.
That would work. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about potpourri?
I do like potpourri.
I'm trying to remember.
Maybe you can put a little bit of that in the refrigerator, Scott.
Well, it would have to make that fruitcake taste better, for sure.
Very good, good.
Don't you throw...
Put the gloves on, stop. Put the gloves on.
Don't you throw potpourri up in the air and it floats down? Oh,
it's
no,
not
no.
confetti, Glenn. It's potpourri. You put it in here and it'll smell better.
Okay.
You know, some people make homemade potpourri.
Oh, good. Yuck.
I don't know. I would just, it might be nice to have some, but you know, there are potpourri flavors that I don't like.
What, are you sure? Not supposed to eat them.
I don't eat them. I'm saying the
you
smell.
Said flavors.
Well, they are flavorish. Because because a lot of them are like strawberry and peach and lemon, but there are some I don't like. Like, I don't like anything that smells like soap. Some people like lavender. No.
Okay.
No, I don't like that.
My wife puts stuff in a thing that heats up and melts, and you get the smell. And I'm going to tell you right here, publicly, I can't stand any of that stuff, but I'm not going to tell my wife.
Is it lavender?
Yes, one of them is lavender.
I cannot stand lavender.
Well, you can't come to my house then. Because
I wasn't planning.
I have lavender out in my front yard.
Now, outside...
It's
I do
not
like
so strong.
Yes, because it's not so strong, and it kind of smells like summer, spring.
You wouldn't come to my house. You broke my heart.
I don't know for what. Why would I be there, Glenn?
So you could get coronavirus.
No, you know, here's the thing. This is another funny thing about me, like not calling people on the phone.
Yeah.
I don't like really to visit people.
Yeah.
I'm there, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I can have a good time.
Yep.
But very rare. I mean, here's a funny story. One time. I know it'll be hard to believe, but I was dating a girl, and she.
That's not hard to believe.
No, of course not. That was my comedy on this potpourri show, Glenn.
Okay.
I was dating.
Keep going.
We'll never be a great comedy team.
We're getting close to cutoff.
Oh, thank goodness!
There's a phone call.
Jeez, Louise. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Chip. How are you doing?
Good.
You called just in time.
You saved the show.
Hey, Shaw.
Yes.
So come Friday, you play best Ox Baker to me.
Oh, you want me to play the best of Ox Baker on this station for you?
Yeah.
You know what, Chip? I know we have some Ox Baker in the archives. Let me see if I can find some. Which one? Was there any in particular that you liked?
Just Ox Baker call you.
Oh, when he used to call me on the phone?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Chip, I will look. I'm going to write that down right now, and if I can find them, I will play that. I'll go into the archives because I know it'd be back from 2014, and we'll see if we can pull that out. So listen Friday morning, and we might have that on Friday.
Good play. Play that all day Friday.
All day. But we might do that. Well, thank you, Chip.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Chip. All right, I've got a red face. Who the heck is that? Arch Baker.
Ox Baker.
Who is that?
He was an actor. He was in the movie Escape from New York. He was a professional wrestler for many years.
Oh, okay. That's why you know him best.
Probably where you know him best. Yeah. It was for 50 years. But he was a friend of mine, and he came here many times, and we did a lot of stuff. Now, he went on to his reward in 2014 as well.
Oh, that's too bad.
But he did a lot. He used to call in. He lived in, where did he live?
You have a lot of wrestling friends.
Well, I used to announce wrestling.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I used to announce wrestling over at the Hog Center.
So you were a grappler, or you liked grapplers.
No, I liked announcing it. I liked announcing it because it was never – I always told people, they said, well, wrestling, why do you like announcing wrestling? There's never a blowout. it's entertaining, and you don't know what's coming because they don't let the announcers know.
Yeah.
No, so it's very much as if it is happening.
One of actually three of my former students worked for the back when it was the WWF, and I got a lot of tales that I probably can't tell.
best fans in the world.
They are huge fans.
I've went to basketball games and football games and baseball games, and I'll tell you, when their guy is losing, whoo. You know, we set the indoor attendance record for wrestling over at the Hog Center.
Huh.
Well, the promoter did. I was there announcing it. But it was a cold, cold February night.
Nothing better to do.
No, and that's what it was, I think. Cold February night. Like one of those nights where your windows were ice in the parking lot, and I thought, boy, who's coming out for this? And in the Hog Center, which people know how big the Hog Center gymnasium is, and we had to bring in chairs because there are no bleachers in there.
Yeah.
376 people.
Wow.
It was a huge crowd for professional wrestling indoor.
Yeah.
And in that area, because you've got the ring and the announcers.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was wall-to-wall people. And when somebody came to the ring, you know, that cliche as an announcer, you say, I can't hear anything. You know, you couldn't.
Huh.
It sounded like the roof was going to come off the place.
Wow.
It was just those fans are something else.
I only went to one wrestling match in my entire life. My dad took me. We went and saw Gorgeous George.
Oh, the legendary Gorgeous George.
Yeah, in South Bend, Indiana.
Who inspired Muhammad Ali.
Did he?
That's what I understand.
I'll be darned.
But it was really... And Ox Baker was fun because he had enormous eyebrows. People can look him up on the internet.
Oh, now I recognize.
Yeah,
him. Yes,
yeah.
I know who you're talking
And he killed
about.
Two people in the ring. He did.
Did he really?
I mean...
I didn't know.
I mean,
that.
I know what happened, but
why are you smiling about?
Well, because people will hear that about professional wrestling and they'll say, "Oh, that was
fake.
no."
They
died.
Croaked.
It was, and I used to remember Alberto Torres and Ray Gunkel. Now it's weird those names you can remember.
Yikes!
But he did. He literally killed him in the ring.
Yeah, there haven't been that many people killed in boxing. Well, there have been several people.
But look up Ox Baker.
Okay.
And if you go to YouTube, you can search some shows that I did with Ox Baker video.
Yeah, I will.
He was a trip.
Okay.
I liked him though. He was. I don't know if I can tell this story on the air. I'm going to tell it because you know I think it happened and they would
Clean
appreciate
it.
Well, it's not a dirty story.
Okay.
We knew Ox was getting ready to go to his reward,
mm-hmm.
and had been friends with him for a long time. And he lived in was it Connecticut? It was somewhere on the East Coast,
mm-hmm.
up in that area. And he was 80-something. And we'd been informed that, you know, he was not... His kid had a kidney issue. He was on dialysis and not doing very well. So we decided to call up, not to say goodbye, but that was the general idea.
Yeah.
And it was Terry and I who mm-hmm. called, because Terry had announced some of those events with me as well.
He's a big wrestling fan,
He's a big
too,
wrestling
yeah.
fan, absolutely. So Terry and I call him, and we'd had this, you know... And we're talking to Ox, and of course he sounds weaker, and he had such mm-hmm. a strong voice, and we got him on the speakerphone, and we're talking to him... And Ox was always very animated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ox would call into this station, and he would talk about coming in town to do a wrestling show. And he would say stuff like, and Terry, you know, when they threw that cake in my face, I looked over there, and I could see your big gut going up, down, laughing at me. You know, he would say stuff like that. He loved to go where you didn't go,
yeah.
you know, in the world.
Yeah.
Pick on people's picadillos. So we're on the phone with Ox. And saying goodbye, and it's a very emotional conversation. Terry is almost, well, he was in tears, if I remember, because
yes.
we knew what was going on, and he sounded weak. And at the very end, I said, Ox, man, boy, thank you for everything, because he sometimes announced with me as he got up in age.
Oh,
and I
wow.
said, thank you for everything you did. I enjoyed working with you. We drove around town. I have Ox Baker stories out the yin-yang. One night, he made French toast in the McDonald's lobby. I think the only person ever to do that. So, yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, so we're saying goodbye to Ox, and we get to the very end, and his voice is kind of getting weak, and we're just about to hang up, and knowing this will be the last time we'll probably ever speak to him, and Ox says, and I want to tell you one more thing, Terry, just one more thing before I go. And Terry's very emotional. It's been an emotional conversation. And he says, yes, Ox, what's that? And he says, try to get some of that fat off your butt. And that's the last words I ever heard
my.
Ox Baker say.
Oh.
Honestly, but that's Ox.
Uh-huh.
And Terry would laugh at that.
Yeah.
I've told that story before. Terry would laugh at that. It's just who he was. That's how he was.
Yeah. Now, the other gentleman that you've introduced me to on Facebook, and I'm struggling.
Thunderbolt Patterson.
Yeah.
Another great guy.
He is very... straightforward talker, like that.
And
yeah.
But they have it's not what they say. They have a way of saying it.
Uh-huh.
It's different. I think it's the cameras, talking in front of the cameras all those years.
I ought to contact my former guys who worked for the WWF and see if they can get me in touch. One of them was Hulk Hogan's, right-hand guy. He'd get him his beer when he wanted it. He'd get him,
And we're going to break.
Oh.
We'll be back here momentarily. 1 minute. on this program. Popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on the air.
So you never did finish your story about your dating story. Tell us the story there.
Yeah, oh, the dating story. This is a good story.
Okay.
I dated a girl who lived in Cardington.
Okay.
Okay, and I lived in Marion. And this was about not wanting to visit people.
Yeah.
I think I visited her once.
And you were dating her?
Yeah.
And you only visited her once?
Now, she would come to my place, because at that point I was in college and had an apartment and all that sort of thing.
Was it clean when she'd get there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my apartment
was. Are you
clean.
A keen guy? Clean
guy? I'm not. I don't know. You know, people have been over. You'd have to ask. A lot more people have been over now than. You could ask Jeff Ruth. You could ask Mary Ellen Withrow. And never will be. And you could ask. You and Mike Wilson are on the. I have a poster on my door of your picture. Do not admit.
That's how it goes.
You know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah, I understand.
But you can stand across the street. That's public.
Go ahead and tell your dating story.
So, no, that's it. She got ticked because I would not go visit her.
Oh.
Well, that's it. I just don't visit people.
Some of us get ticked off at the strangest things, like not being invited or not being visited.
Well, and I'm also bad at inviting people to things. Sometimes I just assume that they think they're invited.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, in many of my former lives, I had to invite people to all sorts of events because I was in charge of a lot of events. And it's a kind of a tough job because you always forget somebody. And you kick yourself for doing it, but almost always. I mean, especially if most of my things were 200 to 2,000 people. So.
Well, like for this 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
Now, I think...
I was invited to that.
Right, and I think there are certain people who I need to invite. Like, obviously, Jeff and Mary Ellen, mm-hmm. because they wouldn't know. They're not here every week.
Right.
And people like you and Mike and Linda would not know the date because you're not... But I think people like Adam and Sean and Terry, now, they should know. I don't think I should have to go out
you
and...
You should still invite them.
Well, they know.
Oh, okay.
You know, they all know. But I don't think... I mean, should I have to go out and invite everybody?
Well, I don't know. The etiquette would say yes, I think.
Oh, I don't know. I have a big etiquette book at home from...
okay.
From who is it?
Hey,
Emily Post?
You ought to bring that in.
We'll
We'll have a whole day on it.
It's a big book. Big, heavy book.
Yeah.
But I just think that they know when it's like Christmas. We've done a Christmas party for 6 years.
I have been invited.
Yes, and we've done an anniversary party for 6 years. If you don't know when the anniversary is, I can't help you at this point.
I didn't know until this year. I didn't know the exact
date. Well, you came, though, last year.
Yes, I did. But
I think you've come...
I think that
I was thinking, because during last week we were having all these reminiscences. You started here, because I had to think about it. You started in December of 2018.
Yeah.
So you've been here about a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about right.
So, yeah.
Is that right?
So you had to have been, because you ran in the election of 2018. You weren't here then.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was the next month. So you would have come in December of 2018.
Gee, it seems like longer.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. When you were quoting how long you'd been Charlie's engineer, I thought, that's not right. That can't be right.
It just seemed longer.
Yeah, because you didn't start becoming his engineer until last summer when I...
And it's summer now, almost summer now.
Right, and he left in April, so it would have been...
Yeah, probably 8 months.
About 8 months.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot longer, but
that's what it was. I'm glad I got to talk with him that much and learn about him, because he was a wonderful man.
He certainly was.
Yeah.
And we, you know what? We talked about this last week about, you know, what do you do? Obviously, the theme song's not there right now and so on and so forth. But, you know, now at this point, we're going to talk about him. He sure. was here for 6 years, and he's going to come up in conversation just like now, and that's just the way it is.
You have a lot of your former guests that are gone on to their rewards.
They absolutely
you,
have.
You still talk about. Yeah. So.
Well, and okay. his pictures are here. And,
yeah.
And, you know, just because last week was the designated celebration week mm-hmm. doesn't mean he's not going to come up, because he's associated with everything with this station for the last 6 years. He came to every anniversary party. He came to every Christmas party.
Because he was invited.
Yeah, he was invited. I wouldn't have had invited Charlie over to my house. But he did all those. We did election night for 5 years together. So when you refer back to these things, or if we ever play tape of them, he's there. His voice is on the soundtrack of it.
Are we going to do election night this year?
Well, yeah, we do it. We've done it every year.
Okay.
Why would we not? It's a presidential year.
Yeah, and I think we should, but, you know, the COVID virus thing.
Oh, it's not COVID time yet, Glenn.
Okay, we'll see.
I didn't get snappy there for a second. No, but, you know, that's the way it is. And, you know, there is, to my understanding, well, I can't really say yet. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't talk about it. But we really didn't have, we had some tribute shows last week.
Mm-hmm.
We may have a final Charlie show with the theme song if we can get the right guest who has been reached out to.
Yes.
And if that person says yes, then that's the only person who would fill the last time.
Absolutely.
We yeah. do a last Charlie show.
Yeah.
So if she says yes, then we will do it.
Excellent.
So that's the way it is.
Like that. Yeah.
Because those would be, because that's a part of his life we haven't talked about.
His personal life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've talked about the career and how we knew him.
Yeah.
But we've not talked about what he was as a home person.
That's one of the things I've been thinking about for the last 2 weeks, is that I wish I could have been more into his personal life, but I didn't get to know him that well until later.
Well, I knew him for 15 years, and I knew his family was very important to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were at the fair, but that's when I would see them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when we would do the fair, they would come. And
it's the only
when,
time I met his daughter.
Yeah, yeah. He would bring Jeannie to the anniversary and Christmas party. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I do want to say, Jeannie, of course, is invited to the anniversary and Christmas party.
There you go.
But yeah. I just don't know this close to his passing if
yeah.
that's something she would want to do. But if you want to, I know Jeannie listens
She's
every
listening.
Day.
Yeah.
She is more than welcome. You are definitely on the invitation list.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just, it's tough when that happens so close.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, let's find something happier. That makes me sad.
Well, what do you got, Glenn?
I got nothing.
Well, if you're going to segue out, we need a title for this show. 740-383-9944.
Do you think we are going to start getting people calling into Swap Shop now?
Yes.
I have kind
we
of,
might even move a version of it during these hours.
Okay. I've been kind of downplaying it and kind of pushing people off. Tomorrow, if you have like a garage sale or something like that, and I've mentioned it last week, that type of thing would be fun to throw on there. And I have noticed a few garage sales. So make sure you wear your mask, though, so you don't spit on somebody else and give them sickness.
And we're looking for titles for this show, 740-383-9944. Oh, and we've on the Exchange Club this Friday, because I've been doing it alone for the last 2 months,
mm-hmm.
We have a new, what I believe will be permanent panelist.
You run through those like I run through
socks. Well, that's,
socks.
You know, I think that show, well, you know, two stayed for a very long time.
Uh-huh.
Charlie was there the entire time,
yeah.
all 11 years. Marianne Michaels was there through her retirement in 2016, so she was there the first
5 years?
Oh, longer than that. 2000.
Oh, yeah, sure.
2009. So 6 years, 7 years.
Okay.
She was there the first seven. Matter of fact, she even went into, I think, the beginning of 2017, and then she permanently retired.
Mm-hmm.
So she was there about 8 years. Marge Hazlett was with us probably for two. And then there have been others who have just kind of came and went,
mm-hmm.
which is fine. But we want to get that back going because it's a fun show to do. And the idea has always to have men and women from different age groups and different points of view. It's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start that back up now.
Good.
And we are going to introduce one of our new permanent panelists on Friday at 12.
One thing about this station that makes me really proud is that we are your community station. And we talk to local people. We don't rip and read, as we used to call it on radio. We have local stuff.
No, right? And if we want to find something, we ask. And yeah. Just like, but then you do get the Sam Donaldson, but I think you get it from a local person.
Yes, absolutely. Now, it would be different if it was a canned interview with Sam Donaldson, but to have you on the air with him, I love it.
It's a great thing.
Yeah.
All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 41 minutes past the hour. Do you have a name for this show, or do you have a vote on any of these? This and That, Sound Off, Coffee Talk, Mix and Match, Hither and Yon, Influx, Insight, Marion Today, Guess What's Next? Or do you think ketchup spoils? 740-383-9944. That's what I was talking about earlier.
Yeah, I heard you mention that as I was coming in. And, you know, I don't think ketchup spoils because there's so much acid in tomato. So,
10th anniversary next Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Go ahead, caller.
How about for your show, Time Out for You?
Time Out for You.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Points right to the community aspect of the station.
I think so. Thank you.
Yeah, that's
Time
a good
Out
one.
For You.
That's a good one, too.
We'll get a title.
Yeah.
We've got the new theme. We just need a new title.
Yeah. And no matter what any of you say, Scott's going to make the decision anyway. So
it's one of those things. It's a control thing.
Yeah, he's one of those dictator types.
Producer.
Okay, you can call it whatever
you
want to.
Now, you named your show, but you didn't name Swap Shop.
No, I did not name Swap Shop. I love Swap Shop. And I love that it used to annoy the heck out of Charlie.
Well, that theme is
the
awful.
Theme song.
The
it
theme
is terrible.
Awful. It's awful.
And unfortunately, that gentleman has passed away, so he's not.
That man is gone.
He's not hearing
us. He's
gone
on to his reward.
Yeah.
Yes, he has. But inviting people over, I can invite people over, but I don't. Should you invite people to the anniversary party? That's the question.
That's a tough question. If you think they don't know, I think your answer was correct.
Well, with Adam and Terry and Sean, if I thought they didn't know, I would make sure to tell them.
Yeah.
But I think they do know.
Okay. Well, now they.
Well, I know they do because I've talked to all of them.
Yeah. Okay. So you have kind of invited them.
Yeah, but I think they knew already. I don't think I had to send them a formal invite.
See, I wouldn't have known because I didn't know that date. The 10th.
Well, you don't know when the station starts, Glenn?
The 10th, right? Now I know.
June 10th, 2014, we went on the air.
Yep. And on June 11th, Charlie was first show.
First show, June 11th, 2014.
I knew that one.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things. So now.
I did not engineer that show, by the way.
No. That was, I don't know who was doing it in those days. But we've got. Well, somebody wants me to invite them. Now, don't you think if
somebody wants you to invite them?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they already, they certainly already know.
Yeah.
This is one of those people, again, I just assumed would tell me if they wanted to come.
You know what assume does.
I know. Okay. But it's one of those things where I know that they know about it because okay. I've talked about it in front of them.
Is it a she or a he?
It's a she, but that's
no. I'm just trying.
That's not really germane to this topic.
If I know who it is, but go ahead.
No, but I think that I just would have thought if they wanted to come, they'd say, "Hey, I'd like to come to that."
Okay, people don't do that though. They feel like they're imposing. That's
really
what I'm looking for. Yeah, I won't. Will never ask you if I can come to an event that you're having just because I don't want to impose.
No, but this person has been to events.
Okay.
I don't know if they've ever been to an event here, but they've been here, and they've been to things I've done privately. So that's why I would.
Oh, they get invited.
I know. Invited. They're on the list.
Do you have a list of people? Now, see, when you do events like I did for years and years, my jobs, public relation jobs, quite often had events, and I had a list of people, and there were certain ones that had checks next to them, which are the ones I had to invite, and then there were others that, you know, I would adjust depending on the event.
Anyway.
We're going to break.
You need a list.
We're going to break in about 5 seconds. Stay tuned. We'll be back in exactly 1 minute for the wrap-up.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marian Native and Miss America Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
2 jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio on the show called On the Air, but chances are that title will change as time goes on. 46 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944. We've had a lot of suggestions.
Yes, you have, yeah. Do you use Facebook a lot?
Yeah, to talk to people.
Yeah, you use the messenger.
Yeah, I use the messenger, that. Yeah.
I'm amazed. Recently, my hometown, I guess it's my hometown, Valparaiso, Indiana, and my other hometown, South Bend, Indiana, they've had a connection with people from those cities, and I've found people that I didn't know since I was 6.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, since you're not sure, you could call it Guess Who.
Guess who? Guess what? That's right. Hey, thank you.
Your guess is as good as mine.
That's right. On this show, 740-383-9944. Don't forget A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble next hour, and then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4 to 5 today, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6 to 7 tonight on this station.
I had a great connection through Facebook. I'm sorry. The reason why I thought of this is, I contacted Reverend Kiger through Facebook, but Lillian Gerwitz. And Lillian Gerwitz, and she and I were in grade school together from the time we were in kindergarten through sixth grade. And she asked me, "Do you remember me?" Well, she was the first person. I had never gone to temple with any of my Jewish friends. And she was the first person that took me to temple. And I'll tell you what, I remember. I mean, that stands out like a huge moment in my life. And I think I was probably about 10 years old when she took me to temple.
You know what I was just thinking about? This weird that popped. I did not make it fishing last weekend.
Oh, you didn't? No, you said you were going.
I know. So this weekend I'm going to go fishing because I think the weather's supposed to be fair on Saturday. I don't want to go on Sunday because I think Sunday... I could go Sunday night, but I'm more open this week on Saturday. So I'm putting all my...
Partly sunny.
What's the temp?
84, so it would be a nice
day.
Oh,
Sunday. Yeah. That's Saturday.
That's Saturday. Sunday is sunny and 75.
Both look good.
Yep.
So I can go either day.
Yep.
So this weekend, I think is going to be... I think if I plan it here on Wednesday, there's a good chance that I'll do it on Saturday. And I can do the license online, so I'll just do that Friday night.
Yeah.
So I am going to do this weekend. This is going to be my thing, sometime Saturday or sometime Sunday night. And it's going to be an epic fishing experience because...
Why?
Well, because anything with me is epic. And
you're going to start calling yourself an icon pretty soon.
Well, I'm not. I mean, just get the newspaper to write it up.
Go.
But it's...
Go.
So I'm gonna. I have to do it because I feel like I'm depriving the audience because I've talked about it.
Oh my!
I feel like I've deprived the audience for like 3 weeks saying I'm going to do this. I feel like the boy who cried wolf.
Yes. Well,
so
you don't
I've
got to
do it this weekend.
Well, you're going to spend $25 to get your license, and you're going to go out once this year.
Oh no! Okay. I'm going to go out a lot, but this is the first time.
Do you do a lot of fishing?
Yeah, because it's peaceful.
Yeah,
it's one
is.
Of those things you don't have to, like Friday night, you can say, oh, you know what, that thing's canceled tomorrow, I can go do this.
I can see you're going to get your bass boat out, drag it up to that little pond out in front of your apartment area.
Yeah, that's right, way out in the front. I'm not, you know, I'm not sure yet if I'm going to go to the Tallgrass Trail or Indian Lake. Those would be the two obvious. Now, I hear Delaware is nice, too. So maybe Delaware. I don't know. One of the three.
Delaware. I've never seen very many people fishing on, but I've only gone to the beach area, so they probably don't fish in that area.
What I think I'm going to do is I'm going to get a cooler.
Of course.
And I'm going to put some...
You can't put bad stuff in there.
No, regular beverages.
Okay.
Normal beverages.
Normal
And then I'm going to put some...
Beer. That's normal.
No, you can't have... The game warden will shut you down.
Yes, they will.
You got to have regular beverages in there. And then I'm going to get, like, Friday night, I think after I do my show here on Friday night with Bailey, 8 to 10, Friday Night Live, I'm going to go out to the store and I'm going to get a cooler and... get some ice because I can put that in the freezer overnight.
You want a cooler? I got some styrofoam.
Yeah, bring a cooler.
Okay.
Save some dough. And I'm going to fill it up with, I'm going to go to the store Friday night when I'm done with the show, buy the beverages that are needed for me and the other person because you don't want to go alone. That's boring.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to get
You're not inviting me though, right?
No.
Right. I just want to make sure.
I don't know if you, sandwiches or chips, but either one's fine.
Oh, you got to have. Well, what time? What time are you going?
Why don't sometime Saturday, probably.
If you go at lunch, you gotta have sandwiches.
Gotta have sandwiches
in the afternoon. Chips.
Well, you don't just go and leave. Fishing is supposed to be an activity that goes on for a few hours.
Yeah, I know. It can really get boring.
Well, if you go alone and you go with the wrong person,
that
depends. You know, you go with the wrong person, you're done after about 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
But I like to sit there and dangle my feet over the edge.
Do you take your cell phone so that you can text?
No.
Good.
I do not. But, you know, I do either wear, like, flip-flops or no socks so I can kick those off and, you know, put your feet in the water.
Yep.
I do that.
Good idea.
It's a fun thing.
Yeah, be careful for the snakes.
I'll come back with seven toes next week and we'll all wonder what happened. But, no, I'm going to load up the cooler on Friday night, get the ice, be ready to go. So all I have to do Saturday, jump in the car, and then I'll pick up that person or they'll meet me wherever. And then we'll go to McDonald's, get something fresh, and then head on out to
And you'll guilt them into buying your food.
Oh, darn right. Of course. No doubt about that. And then we'll go to, we'll go over to either the
dog. You snorted, Glenn. I'm thinking
I've never heard
you and Jeff Ruth. Whoever pays the bill on that one? No one.
Oh, man. Can you imagine going out fishing with Jeff?
Oh, yeah, I can.
Well, you and Jeff go fishing, and I'll go someplace else. So, no, I'm going to go, and then we'll get the, go out, you know, and it'll be, that's big fun. You know, you set a blanket out, you take your shoes off, you dip them in the water, you cast your line out, and then you sit there, you talk, you eat, you enjoy the beautiful weather. And then if you go in the evening, you know what's great in the evening? If you're there when the sun goes down.
You're not going to get dirty here, are you? Okay. All right. Never
this
mind.
This is not a dirty show.
Okay.
You look at the stars.
On
a night like that, it's perfect. You just lay on that blanket and you can only do this with somebody else. When you lay there and you say, "Do you see that?" Cuz when you're just there when yourself, you just think it in your head.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks like a goat. You know, the star formation.
Oh, okay.
But when somebody else is there, it's kind of cool because you get, do they see what you see?
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like a magic eye poster.
I've never done that. Now.
Well, see, this is Glenn, why you don't know.
I'll tell you
what.
How
fun.
The most beautiful sight I've seen in pretty much most of my life was being out in the middle of Lake Michigan on the Chicago to Mackinac sailboat race, looking up at the sky and being able to see the entire Milky Way. It is gorgeous.
You know, Jimmy Hoffa went out on Lake Michigan once.
Yeah, did he?
Never came back. Concrete shoes.
Yeah, it was real close to Chicago.
Yeah, well, that's a moving type of town.
Toddling town.
Toddling town?
There you go. Anyway, yeah, that's
the
song.
Why is it called a toddling town?
That's a good question, because everybody's 13 or 12 or...
Does toddling mean toddler?
How old is... I don't know. Yeah, I think, I don't know why. We'll have to look
toddling town.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. The phone lines are open 54 minutes past the hour. Do you have a title for this show?
Yeah, we could call it the title Toddling Show.
Toddlin' Town?
Toddlin' Town Show.
Around about the town. Around the town.
Okay.
In the town.
We're really pushing this.
Well, we've got a lot of suggestions. Mix and match, coffee talk, hither and yon, influx, insight, sound off.
Influx sounds
guess
like
what's next?
Something you should do when you're soldering.
Marion Today, Marion Magazine. What do you think? 740-383-9944.
I like the idea of having the name Marion in it, but it's kind of old school, I guess. I don't know.
Do you think this show is cosmopolitan enough to...
This is on the razor's edge
of
information.
I think we give information.
Oh, yeah.
I still don't know who the pyrotechnic person is.
No, nobody ever called.
Nobody
you.
Ever told me
but
who runs the pyro.
Just calling now.
Go ahead, caller.
Marion AM.
Marion AM.
Oh, yeah.
That might
yeah.
be.
Yeah, that's a good one. At first, I thought he said Marion Mayhem, and they already did that one.
Then, yes, we're a football team.
Yes, we. Yeah. And we're gone. Well, whatever happened to that?
I don't know. I think they packed up in the middle of the night and ran out of town.
Is that right?
Okay. Yeah. What a shame.
Much like Baltimore dragged our boys out of Cleveland.
Oh, that was a bad day.
In the middle of the night.
Art Modell, he could never come back to Cleveland.
He never could, and that's good.
Not even to go grocery shopping.
Okay.
Well, they wouldn't build him a new stadium.
Well?
He got ticked.
Tough toenails.
He threatened them. He said, you build me a new stadium, or I'll load this team up in the middle of the night, and I'll leave. And they said, no, you won't. And he did. You really can't blame him all these years later, can you?
I can.
No, you can't. And then they build a new stadium after he leaves.
Yeah.
What's
we
the sense
showed
in
him.
No, he went down there and won a Super Bowl. He
well,
showed
that's
us.
That's true, he did.
He went down there, got a new stadium, got a great city that won it in Baltimore, and not Baltimore. Where'd he go?
Yeah, Baltimore.
Was it Baltimore?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And he got himself some Super Bowls.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Baltimore?
Yes.
I like Baltimore. A lot of people, when I was in the Army, Boog Powell, or not Boog Powell. Well, yeah, he was there too. But Robinson, Frank Robinson.
Robinson Caruso.
Frank Robinson was playing third base for Baltimore. And we used to go to those games. They were great games. He was a great third baseman.
Don't you think Art Modell in the end, though, really won that battle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
he got everything he wanted.
Yeah.
He got a new stadium.
That's what rich people do.
Well, but, I mean, he even forced Cleveland into building a new stadium to get a team back.
Art's calling you.
from the reward, from his shade.
Yes.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was going to tell Glenn that was Brooks Robinson.
Oh, yeah, of course it was.
Yes. What did he say?
I said Frank. That's
Frank Robinson.
Stupid. It was Brooks. You're absolutely right.
Okay.
But he was a great third baseman nonetheless.
You messed it up.
I did, and I've done that before. I was once criticized for a media guide that I wrote, probably, I don't know, a billion words in a media guide. There are a lot of words in a media guide, and I had one word that was, I said, one of our basketball players played for the Astros instead of the Mavericks, and I got called on the carpet by the president of the university over that silly word. And he wouldn't have even known it except for some drunk went up to him in the middle of a basketball game and told him.
Well, that to me seems a little important.
Well, it was important, but believe it or not, I knew it way before he told me that. I went, oh, my goodness, when I saw it. But it was too late then. It had already been published.
Well, 740-383-9944. If you want to talk about anything, got a minute and a half here left. Progressive Life with Glenn Coble comes up next, 12 to 1. Then we've got Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4 to 5. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6 to 7. And maybe tomorrow on this show, we will have a name for it.
Now, surely the Sunday sermon is last Sunday, not this coming Sunday.
Right.
Okay.
The Sunday sermon from Trinity Baptist Church airs Sunday night from 6 to 7 and okay. Wednesday from 6 to 7.
I got you.
But Sunday mornings air Sunday night, so you can catch it pretty quick after the sermon happens.
That's good. That is really good. I as a minister's kid, we used to be on the radio all the time. My dad used to do that. And I think it's a great way for, especially now with the virus running rampant.
Well, and Community Christian Fellowship with
yes,
Pastor
Whitaker.
Yes,
right. Yeah.
Pastor Whitaker was on last night, 5 to 6. He'll be on today, the repeat, 3 to 4. and then Sunday morning from 8 till 9.
Fantastic.
So that's the way it goes.
Good way to get church without getting virus.
For this day, for this show, with no name.
Yep.
Yep.
Not yet.
Not yet. This is Scott Spears for Glenn Coble. Do you say that that way or do you say it the other way? For Glenn Coble, this is Scott Spears. I think that's how you probably do it.
Yeah, probably.
You put the other person first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boring.
Signing off. Stay tuned.
Voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely. And I was in it one year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, there was nothing to tell. I was dressed up like Mother Goose.